evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is Tuesday night, December 19th. This program is live. It's not a rebroadcast. If you've been not tuning in for the last week or so, if you were aware of the fact that they were rebroadcast, as you know, I was out of town. I was in the Islamic Republic of Iran. That sounds very intimidating, of course. Sounds very scary, at least to anyone who relies on the mass media for their news and information. I was there for this big Holocaust conference, sponsored by the Iranian Foreign Ministry. I was there along with many, many other people from around the world, many other people of all of your proverbial races, creeds, and colors, as they say. And as I told you last night on this program, basically this, that anything you heard about that conference in the mass media, don't believe. Some of the most fundamental things reported about that conference were absolute lies, absolute disinformation. How much of it was just reckless and bad reporting? I don't know. But I do know that what was published, certainly, in the mass media, or what was published in the print media in the United States, was rife with lies and misinformation. And I do know that in some instances there were attempts to correct the record. And those attempts were made by someone who was there with me in the conference. And that, of course, is David Duke. Now, David, I've received an email from David. There may be some confusion as to the time or the contact here. But David's intent and my intent is for him to join this program tonight. If he doesn't make it tonight, and I hope he does, we'll certainly try to get him on tomorrow night. I'm hoping he'll be joining us here in the next few minutes. If you don't know who David Duke is, I'd be very surprised. He is one of those people who is considered quite controversial, quote-unquote controversial. The former Louisiana state legislator who ran for both the governorship and the United States Senate, and in two consecutive elections. You know, this is something that's not widely reported, although he officially lost those elections. That is, if you accept the word of the Louisiana state election authorities, and Louisiana, let's just make it very clear, Louisiana is not known for the nicest and most reliable election results, so to speak. David lost those elections, but consider this fact, that in losing those elections, he won in both his race for the governorship and for the United States Senate. He won anywhere between 65% to 70% of the vote of European Americans. So if you're living in Louisiana, you can be certain that if you go into a restaurant or a shopping mall or a bar room, a lot of bar rooms in Louisiana, I can assure you folks, 70%, roughly 70%, 7 out of 10 people in that bar room, in that shopping center, in that church, 7 out of those 10 people, those who are of European American descent, 7 out of 10 voted for David Duke. Now, that's pretty impressive, and any politician will admit that. Let's hope David joins us. If not, we will eventually catch up with him one way or another. But David Duke is quite an interesting character, and his insights into what happened at that conference will certainly be of interest to you. He's been fighting the media monopoly, and he's been cracking the media monopoly for a long time. Thank God for that. Stay tuned, folks.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from right here in Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I must advise you, it's courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. And like I always tell you, it works. I was using it before they became my sponsor, before they knew that they were going to be sponsoring me, and before I knew that I was going to be having them as my sponsor. So that's about the best endorsement I can think of for any product. In any case, thanks to the miracle of modern technology, we are going to be joined by David Duke, ladies and gentlemen. I sent him an email just before this broadcast began just to reconfirm, and it looks as though we have broken through the clouds, through the ether, and he has joined us. Hi, David. Come aboard.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing, my friend?
Well, David, I'm still recovering from the trip in many respects. I didn't know if we were going to get you tonight because of that little bit of confusion there, but I opened up the broadcast by reminding those who do know you and telling those who don't know you that when you ran, after having served in the Louisiana State Legislature as a Republican, you ran for both governor and U.S. Senator in Louisiana, and you racked up a remarkable vote tally record, particularly the fact, as I said, that if those people went into any one of the many bar rooms that there are in Louisiana, or shopping malls, or churches, or any gathering place, that anywhere between 60 and 70% of the European Americans who would be in those assembly places voted for you when you sought public office down there. And that's a record that a lot of politicians would like to claim, but you have that as part of your record. You are a PhD, you are a university professor, you have been in a public eye since you've really been a very, very young man, and you're not that old right now. And in the past few weeks, particularly the last week, you were largely the focus of a lot of media coverage about this gathering on the Holocaust that you and I both attended, along with many, many other people from around the world. And, you know, I talked about it here in the program last night, but I thought it would be interesting for our audience, and I've gotten a lot of emails and calls over the past year urging people to have you on the program, and I'm glad to do it. And as I say, I want to welcome you aboard, but I'd like you to take the time here tonight, David, limited time that we do have, to give me and give the audience your impressions of that conference and kind of talk about your own experiences in battling this media monster and its misinformation regarding that conference.
Okay, Mike. Well, first I want to tell you that I made a real mistake. You know, about 3 hours ago, I decided to take a little nap before the program, and I found out it's much harder to wake up to talk to your friends than it is to be too awake to talk to your enemies like Wolf Blitzer.
It's, what is it? It's 2 o'clock in the morning over there, David.
Yes, I went to bed a couple hours ago, and I decided I better get some sleep before I did this show. And you know, when you're angry at someone, and when you're—I was very tired that night. I did Wolf Blitzer on CNN from satellite from Tehran, but boy, when he started talking about all that, you know, this horrible introduction, this vicious introduction, which you only give to people that you try to bias the audience with. You know, I woke up pretty well, and I'm finding it difficult right now to be on with someone I really admire and like, such as yourself. But I'm waking up.
That's good. David, don't feel bad. I'm still recovering from that trip. I had an even longer trip than you did. David and I flew back from Tehran to Vienna together, and then of course I had an additional 10 hours on to Washington D.C. David's in Europe at the moment, but. So I'm still recovering too, David, and I didn't even have a drink.
Yeah, I realize that. Well, no drinks in Tehran, that's for sure.
No, that's right.
but it was difficult. It was a conference that was I was there 6 days, and I imagine I didn't get a grand total of about 20 hours of sleep the entire time. And
every time I turned around, if I would go looking to talk to you, you were either getting ready to do an interview of some sort or another, whether live, mm-hmm. on the air, on radio or television, or with some media outlet somewhere, and they just wouldn't let up. And you seemed to, and a couple times I was with you while you were actually doing the interviews, when you were doing them by phone and so forth, and invariably, you found yourself combating the same kind of media disinformation and misinformation that I started off this program tonight denouncing, that surrounded both you personally and the conference in general.
Exactly. The whole media coverage was so distorted and such a lie, and also the coverage of the speech that the president of Iran gave, you know, in fact, to us and the meeting at the presidential offices and so forth. It was just amazing to me. In fact, I'm very familiar with the lies of the media over the years, obviously, but it's just very shocking just to see the lies. For instance, they said that the conference was, quote, devoted to Holocaust denial, when in fact the conference itself was devoted to free speech on the issue. In fact, you and I both know, we both sat through these speeches at the conference, and a great many of them backed up the mainstream version of what is called the Holocaust today.
That's right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And the speech was dedicated, the whole conference was dedicated to free speech. You know, how bad is that exactly? I mean, it's just, I don't think that's bad. I think that's good. And the world. And of course, Tony Blair, what a creep he is, and also George Bush, the man who's, he should be president of Israel, not the United States, I think. But you know, these guys are saying it's a disgrace that Iran is having this conference and so forth on the Holocaust. It's a disgrace that there's freedom of speech on this issue, or at least they're trying to offer that on this particular issue. To me, the human disgrace is that there is David Irving and men like Gamera Rudolph and men like Ernst Sandel sitting in prison right now in Europe simply for offering their opinion on events that happened over 60 years ago, an historical event. As I said it, in fact, the president of Iran said it many, many times, you know, you could deny the existence of God, but, you know, and in fact, and I said this way in my website, you know, and they'll probably give you a weekly television show, but if you deny the existence of the Holocaust or question the smallest detail, they'll put you in prison. And this is not freedom. And it's against every principle we believe in, and yet you and I have been made out to be the bad guys, because we were at a conference supporting freedom of speech. It's just absolutely insane. And there were many other lies. I gave a speech. It's on my website at davidduke.com. And anybody could listen to my speech. The media could certainly listen to my speech for themselves. There's a text of the speech. I read in the New York Times, that great paragon of virtue and truth, which we all worship every day for our free press in America. And the New York Times stated, quote, that I denied the existence of gas chambers in my speech. Well, that's absolutely a lie. All I said was that we must have freedom of speech on this issue if we're ultimately to know the truth on any historical or any other issue of our world.
Well, you know, David, now that's a very important point right there, and I want you to reiterate that, because it goes right to the heart of the problem. It goes right to the reason why there are independent news broadcasts like the Republic Broadcasting Network that are willing to bring you on and let you tell the truth. The New York Times lied. The New York Times said that you said something which you did not say.
That's correct.
Yeah. Now this is the whole problem here. This is why the independent media exists, and thank God it does. But, you know, David, you have been subjected to so many lies over the years. And, of course, you've become very accustomed to it. But I guess it still galls you to open up the newspaper that's supposed to be America's newspaper of record and still see that they, whether by deliberate distortion or whether just by being reckless, they still have distorted what you've really had to say.
All right, that's right. And it hurts not so much because I know that our extremist enemies, and that's what our enemies are, of course, the real extremists and the real repressors of human beings. In fact, instead of the Iran regime being criminal for having this conference on the Holocaust, this free speech conference, the criminal action, I think, is when you put people in jail for their beliefs. That's the criminal. I mean, that is, according to the United Nations and according to George Bush, a criminal act, because he's the one always talking about how we're advancing freedom of speech. And it's a crime to suppress human rights. Well, the human rights of people are being repressed. But what hurts me, of course, is when I see a lot of these lies, and then you think, you know, your friends or your voters or your constituents are going to see all this, and they're not going to even know your point of view. And that's why I can also say thank God for the Internet, because today people can actually, you know, they can actually go to the source and find out what you actually said. Not many people will, but at least people who think and people with a little intellectual courage can go to the Internet and they can read with their own eyes, and then they will in turn begin to realize that the media is lying to them, and they've got to know. I mean, this is why we went to war in Iraq. We went to war because of lies, and now we've had 30,000 Americans either be maimed. I mean, we've got Americans now coming home with no limbs. We have Americans coming home with no faces anymore. We keep alive many more, and that's because of the lies that the media's been telling them.
Here comes a break, David. Ladies and gentlemen, David Duke. You can check out his website at davidduke.com. You can get the truth there, not the lies of the New York Times and Wolf Blitzer and the rest of our Zionist crowd in the mass media. Stay tuned. More from David Duke, and you're free to call in here. I know a lot of you want to talk to David. 800-313-9443.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-560.
Well, I want to tell you a little bit about the Miracle 2 soap products which we carry at Radio Liberty. Now, we can't make any medical claims for them, but we will tell you that many of the people who use these products do make claims and tell us how the wonderful, wonderful things it's done for them. There is a soap, there is a moisturizing soap, a lotion, a gel, and a neutralizing solution, which some people claim seems to help them as far as their gastric upset, their heartburn is concerned. Well, I can tell you that I've used these products for about a year now, and I'm very, very happy with them. My wife uses them, and many of our listeners use them. In fact, we have a large number of people who have started using these, and they have so many uses. If you'd like to find out what the Miracle 2 soap products can do, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We'll send you the manufacturer's brochure, and of course, if you'd like to order, we have a special introductory offer. Call 1-800-544-8927 and ask for Miracle 2 products.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces. Black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access.
Gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., the headquarters of American Free Press. And on the line with us is one of the, I hate to call him a politician, but he has actually served in public office, but I think it's more accurate to call him an academic. He's a college professor. He is a certified PhD, a real-life PhD, as in Dr. David Duke. He's joining us from Europe right now. And, David, I want to tell you, we've already got a raft of callers, and, you know, I usually hold the callers off, but I know a lot of people want to talk to you. So I'm going to go ahead and start bringing them up, unless you'd like to make another point here or there.
I just wanted to say one more thing about the conference, and the second, what you said. I listened to your program yesterday, which is, by the way, a very good show, a good wrap-up of the conference.
Good. Thank you, Dave.
I want to tell the people there listening that everything you said was absolutely correct. When we sat in a room 15 to 20 feet from the president of Iran giving a speech, about a 40-minute speech, and the man was very reasonable. He was very soft-spoken. There was no jabbing in the air with fingers, as you see with the pictures all the time. There was no hatred against anyone. He repeated probably two dozen times about the idea that his religion is that you've got to love all people, whether they're Christians or Jews and fellow Muslims. I mean, this is what I'm talking about, what he said. I'm not talking about what the people's impressions of what happened, but what he actually said. And he did not say. I read the headlines, even while I was still there in Tehran. I read headlines in media all over the world saying that he told us, you and I, while we were sitting there, Israel had to be wiped off the map. Now, that is a term that has a visual connotation, like a Holocaust, like a nuclear Holocaust against Israel, which is connected, of course, with the image or the idea of Iran's nuclear energy program. And so basically it was a total lie. He didn't say anything about a map. He talked about regime change. In fact, he even made it very clear by talking about how that, as you mentioned, that the Soviet Union was changed, it became a free country and more democratic about these ideas. And that's exactly what he stressed about Israel. But all I read was about how he wiped it off the map. So I understand why many Americans might hate his guts and think he's a terrible guy. I understand that. I understand why many Americans might think that I'm a terrible guy. You know, because if all you judge someone's by what you read in the media, you can make anybody out to be a demon or anybody out to be a saint. And I found over the years, Mike, that the people that the media likes usually turns out to be the worst people in the world, and the people they because he turned out to be our best friends.
That's right. You know, I just said that to somebody today in regard to this situation in Iran. I told them I had been over there, and they said, "Oh, aren't you afraid to be there? That president." That's all they said. That president. You know, and I had to spend 5 or so minutes explaining what really happened over there. You know, for someone who had only seen the mass media coverage, and unfortunately, that's most of the American people who bothered to pay any attention at all. That's the kind of coverage they got. Totally, totally divorced from reality. And, you know, this is why, you know, I can come on the air and say all I want about it, but here you are to second precisely what I said on the program last night. And, you know, I don't think either of us are particularly delusional. I don't think either of us were viewing that conference with rosy glasses. We saw what we did see, and based upon your experience with the mass media and my own experience for that matter, it's just another confirmation that you really can't believe what you're getting in the mass media. So,
well, I think all the Americans today realize that, for instance, that Saddam Hussein in Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction. In fact, George Bush spent $1 billion of our taxpayers' money, which I resent, by the way, looking for them. In Iraq, there were no weapons of mass destruction. It was obvious it didn't have any weapons of mass destruction. We had 250 inspectors in the ground, including half of them CIA, who were offering $20 million rewards for any Iraqi to come up. But of course, it takes more than a couple people to bury about 50,000 tons of so-called weapons of mass destruction in the desert of Iraq. We were offering $20 million in rewards for anybody who would come forward. Nobody did, and then later we searched and we discovered our own government, which went to war, had to say that they believed that Iraq destroyed these weapons in 1993. And yet we went, you know, it was a total lie, and probably 500,000 people have died as a result of this war, as well as many, many very good American young men and even young women. Today, families have been destroyed. We spent hundreds of billions of dollars, all for an absolute lie. The media can lie about anything, and not many people speak Farsi. I sure don't.
You do speak English and write English very well, and your book, Jewish Supremacism, is the one book that people need to read if they want to understand why we went into Iraq in the first place, what is at the root of a lot of the problems we have in America today, and the reason why powerful Zionist lobbies in the United States want to get us into war against Iran. That book is Jewish Supremacism, ladies and gentlemen. It's by David Duke, who's on the show with us now. Go to his website at davidduke.com. But when we come back, your calls, you can visit here with David Duke at 800-313-9443. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
We at Republic Broadcasting Network recognize that not everyone is able to make a monetary donation to help us expand our network and spread the word. So we've come up with another way that everyone can help support RBN and the fight for freedom. It is estimated that most people have over $2,000 worth of stuff lying around their home or workplace collecting dust. Things like DVDs, CDs, watches, comic books, toys, and collectibles. For the cost of postage, these items can be put to good use. Simply donate them to RBN. How does it work? Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778. You simply pay for the cost of postage to ship your items to us. We sell them on eBay and keep the proceeds. For more information on how and what to donate, go to ebay.rbnlive.com. Free your home and office of unwanted clutter. Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with our special guest tonight, David Duke. We have a good 20-minute stretch ahead of us here where we can get a lot of calls in. I just want to mention, folks, back in my old days at Liberty Lobby, I had a nice compact office there that overlooked Pennsylvania Avenue right here in Capitol Hill, and I had a couple thousand books in that office alone, but I kept two books in my desk drawer for handy, easy reference. When I really needed to get some information about my own book, Final Judgment, I had a copy of it handy there. And then I also had a copy of one other book, and that was David Duke's My Awakening. That's kind of David's memoir, but it gets into a lot of political issues about race relations in the United States, the problem of Zionism, the Holocaust, and so forth. Invaluable reference guide. You can't get anything better. Well, David has another book out, which is really sweeping the world, literally. It's been published in I don't know how many languages, Jewish Supremacism. The book, you need to read it, folks. You can go to David's website to get more information about it, DavidDuke.com. That's pretty simple, folks. All right, David, well, let's go to some of these callers here. We got Jim.
I want to mention to you one thing first. You know,
yeah, go ahead.
I didn't know this until actually after I got there. I'm at the conference, and somebody brings up something to me. He says, you know, your book is in Farsi, Iranian. And I said, well, let me see it. The next day, he brings me a copy of the book. This is My Awakening, and it's printed in Farsi.
Well.
So it's kind of interesting. My book is in about 12 languages now that I know of. I think
I know of.
It was in 11. Now it's in 12. It's probably in 15, I think, by now.
You've certainly been lucky. You passed 13. All right. Okay, let's go to Jim from Illinois. Jim, come on up.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
Well, I'm glad to be with you and David tonight for a few minutes. You know, I just had a couple things I was going to say. Does David plan to run for public office ever again?
David?
I think it just depends, you know, on the political climate, and I wouldn't certainly rule it out. But I really don't like to run for office for just political theater. It does get some ideas out when you run, but it's more important to when you run politically and you have a good chance of winning. It's much, much better. And I think if there's the right race at the right time, I would certainly consider running. In my last race, I came within a percentage point or two in the runoff of the United States Congress. I think there's still a lot of support for me back home and in different places, but it'd have to be the right race at the right time.
All right, Jim?
Yeah, I see that. I was just curious about that. But I see his point about really trying to, you know, get into for serious purposes rather than just try to get in a limelight. But, you know, it's interesting. He had gone over. Well, you were in Iran as well then. Both of you had gone to attend the conference.
Mm-hmm.
I had seen last week's programs. He was on Fox with O'Reilly and the other, Wolf Blitzer, he had mentioned.
I was with Rita Cosby on MSNBC.
And Rita Cosby as well.
For something of me over there, but I wasn't on the O'Reilly show last week. I don't think he dared to bring me back.
Oh, I guess not. I know they re-aired some. Maybe it was sometime back then. I was watching that. I thought really that he seemed to be worse than Wolf Blitzer in attacking the way he did.
I think sometimes conservative sellouts, those who sell out to Zionism, are worse than liberals in some ways because they have to prove that they are subservient to Israel, and that they're more disgusting to me than some of the far left that supports the Zionist program. So, but O'Reilly actually quite, you know, I like him on some issues, but overall he very much disgusts me because there is no bigger problem America has than the Zionist control of our foreign policy. And really the neocons don't just control this Mideast policy, which is so devastating to America and the death of so many Americans now over there. They also literally are the ones behind our immigration policies. Because you see, the only break on our massive immigration is transforming America into something alien from our forefathers and our values in this country. The only break on it is some of the conservatives politically in the winning Republican Party. And the neoconservatives who've now taken over the Republican Party are 100% in favor of immigration. And interestingly enough, the neoconservatives themselves are nothing but a bunch of old Trotskyites. Now, Leon Trotsky was the head of the Red Army. This sounds almost like science fiction. It sounds so strange for people to hear it. But neoconservatism was founded by Leo Strauss and Porter Hinson. All these guys were former Bolshevik. They were supporters of Leon Trotsky, the head of the Red Army, who murdered millions of Christians. That's their patron saint, Leon Trotsky, Lev Bronstein. And now these people are in charge of American policy. And I often tell people, I've spent a lot of time in Russia teaching, and the world's changed. At one time, you know, we were free, and Russia, I imagine, was controlled. Now Russia's free, and now we're even operating the same torture chambers that the Bolsheviks operated in Eastern Europe. We're operating now, and we've taken the mantle of promoting this this Bolshevik vision of the world.
You know, David, I always say, and I literally just said to somebody today that for years, you know, we conservatives, we right-wingers, we patriots were looking over our shoulders and afraid that the communists were going to come to power through the Democratic Party in the United States. But instead, they came to power through the Republican Party here in the United States. So strange things happen in the course of events. Jim, I want to thank you for your call. Let's go to Jeff from Vermont. Jeff, come on up.
Hey, Mike. Hey, David. How you guys doing?
How you doing tonight, Jeff?
Good. I just want to that comment about you can deny God, but you can't deny the Holocaust. That's That's spectacular. I like that. And my question, what scares me a lot is the dual loyalty in America today with Israel. You have Wormser, you have Michael Levine, you have Paul Wolfowitz, you have Richard Pearl. The list goes on and on. And it's just funny. These guys are in the political arena, and nothing's ever brought up about these guys' status as Israel supporters. I mean, I guess most people don't look at it like that, but it's never brought up to the people's attention, and obviously we know why, but it scares the heck out of me. And then these people, I mean, are not for America's best interest at all. And I just would like your comment about that.
Well, you know, my friend, it should scare you. It should absolutely scare you, because America basically is being destroyed by these radical extremists. They have put a program. I often talk about this, and my book outlines it. And people like Kevin McDonald have been very interesting. Dr. McDonald from the university out at Cal State University at Long Beach. And there's no question that the immigration in the United States and Europe has been orchestrated by these Jewish extremists. These same supporters of Israel about preserving the culture and the heritage of Israel are the very same ones who have basically worked to undermine our immigration laws in the United States. We have that. Plus, we have the Iraq War. Now they're trying to get us into a huge war with Iran, which would be catastrophic to the world. I mean, right now, a lot of Americans can't even keep their business going, or they can't even afford the gasoline for their cars. What would happen if we had $200 a barrel of gasoline? It would cast the world into a huge depression. It would destroy the livelihood and the prosperity. It would destroy millions and millions of jobs in the United States of America and around the world. And it would just destroy the essence of our civilization. It would unleash incredible terrorism around the world. And yet they're rushing headlong toward this. These people are crazy. I mean, these people are just absolutely crazy. And yes, it should scare you. And we have to stand up as a free people, not only in the United States, but all over the world. We must stand up against this claque of Jewish supremacists, supporters of Israel, and stand up for the principles. Really, America was founded upon. That's independence and the right of having a society that reflects the values and protects the interests of the American people, not some foreign power.
I couldn't put it any better myself. Jeff, did you have any further questions or comments?
No, I just think you guys are doing a real good job, and keep the faith, and thank you.
All right, Jeff, thanks for your call. Let's go to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, come on up.
To speak with you, David, I'm a fellow Tulsan, and mm-hmm. I've read all of your stuff and kept track of you over the years, and your latest books are just fantastic. My question to you, however, is, What are we going to do now with the Eisenhower battle group being deployed in the Persian Gulf? And there's no question that Iran is next on the hit list. And regardless of all the things that you're saying about how idiotic it is and how stupid it is and what a disaster it's going to be, it hasn't stopped these people because they don't care. They are no more they're as interested in preserving America as it is, as they were in preserving Iraq. I mean, Iraq, when Saddam Hussein was there, was a very wealthy, prosperous country, and now it's an absolute sham. And the fact that it took a strong man like Saddam Hussein to keep all these feuding factions together and to come up with a Ba'ath Party that was neither Shiite nor Sunni, to run the place, you know, these guys are only interested in splitting everybody up and balkanizing the entire world so that they can rule. And that's their agenda. But what are we as Americans to do about it? You know, they defame you at every opportunity, and these guys are out in the open. No, you know, they don't make any bones about it. But the American people are so mesmerized by the Jewish entertainment industry and watching the arena, the Coliseum, that they couldn't care less about the serious issues. What are we going to do about it, David?
Well, I think the first thing we have to do about it, sir, is to just tell the truth, the whole truth, as they say in the courtroom, and nothing but the truth. Only the truth is going to be able to motivate us. And secondly, we've got to be compassionate about our freedom. And for a lot of people, they're going to have a tough road to stand up for the truth. We won our freedom in America. It was not easy, and many thousands of us died. And it's always been that way. You got to stand up for your people and your heritage, and that's what I'm about, and that's what we've all got to do. Become passionate about it, tell the truth, and change the world. We can do it. I see the world changing. I have to say something positive here. You know, things are really getting worse and worse in the United States of America, but there are some positive things. There's an undercurrent of understanding and knowledge that's increasing and growing, both in the United States and all over the world. I see it every day. And you can see it. I mean, I from this Wolf Blitzer show, I got thousands of emails, and 80% of them were positive. About 20% were negative, with nothing but the absolute invective. In fact, the invective I get, you talked about that, all the attacks I get. I even read one column the other day by this guy named Farah, and the column said, yes, the president of Iran wants to destroy the whole world nuclear-wise, wants to wipe Israel off the map. But the worst thing, the unconscionable thing, was that he met with David Duke.
You know, Ron, when David and I were over there in Iran, I was with David right after he had been on Wolf Blitzer's program. He'd been on one of these programs, and David got an email from someone who described himself as a liberal Democrat from California. David, tell us about that email. The man's a liberal Democrat.
He said he never thought in the world, he never dreamed he'd ever be writing me a complimentary letter, but he said he saw me on Wolf Blitzer, and he couldn't help himself. And he had to write and say, it was, thank God somebody put Wolf Blitzer where it belonged.
Yeah, and you see, Ron, and I think that one email out of, and David got like almost 15,000 emails over the last week or so. That one email right there represents so many people. You know, here's a liberal Democrat. Would you ever think that a liberal Democrat would write David Duke and say, hey, David, good job? I mean, this is what's happening out there in this country today. That's the good side of it. That's the good part about it, I think.
One additional comment that I'd like to make is I think that we need to stop using this term neocon, because they are not conservatives, and I think we need to call BS on them. They're neocons. They're, as David Duke said, they are neo-communists. They are not neo-conservatives. There is nothing conservative about these people or their agenda. And we need to start calling a spade, and do not call them neocons. And another pet peeve of mine is this anti-Semitic nonsense. You know, saying that a person is anti-Semitic because they oppose Jews or the Zionist cause or Israel is like saying, you know, that a person is anti-mammal because they don't like rats. Jews only constitute 15% of the Semitic peoples, and for them to be able to wrap the Semitic mantle around themselves and say that people are anti-Semitic just because, you know, you're opposed to Judaism or opposed to the Jewish racial hatred gambit is nonsense. So I think that whenever they say, you know, you're anti-Semitic or something, we need to immediately stop that and say, no, not. In fact, the most anti-Semitic people in the world right now are the Jews. They are the ones. When you see who's defaming the Arab peoples, it's always the Jews. So, you know, we need to call a spade and start. You know, they always use Orwellian speak, and they always say exactly the opposite of what's going on, and we need to correct that and not let them get away with that. And thank you. And David Duke, you're wonderful, and best wishes to you, and look forward to you coming back to the States.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Ron, yeah, thanks for your call. Good call there, Ron. Okay, let's go to Dave in Wyoming. Dave, we have a break coming up.
All the people out there have helped me. Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dave. Yeah.
Okay, Michael. I read all your books except Judas Goats, and Dave, I read both your books, and appreciate you two fellows. I'd like to ask you a question. Actually, I got two of them. With Eastern Europe waking up to the Jewish problem involved in past atrocities with communist leadership, where do you think this is going to lead to? And also, is Russia coming around and thinking a little clearer about this problem? I want to know, is Putin Jewish? because I just read a Newsweek, and they're kind of anytime they start hitting on somebody and defaming them in their issue their magazines, it seems like they pick on the good guys and exonerate and praise the bad guys. And I'll just stick on until you finish answering the questions.
All right, Dave, two very good questions. David, we have a break coming up here momentarily until we go to our last few minutes, but you are probably one of the living experts, as far as I'm concerned, on what's going on in Russia today. And Dave here from Wyoming addressed some very good questions there. So when we come back, I hope you can talk a little bit about Russia and what you've seen firsthand, and
sure,
certainly what you've written about in your book, Jewish Supremacism, which people
very
can get.
Very vital subject. Very vital subject.
At DavidDuke.com. DavidDuke.com, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for more. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you courtesy of HeadacheStayGone.com. Great product. Cures my headache, and it will cure yours.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Ladies and gentlemen, this hour with David Duke has gone all too fast, but that's how these hours go. But you can always go to his website at DavidDuke.com, DavidDuke.com. David, what's going on in Russia? I know a lot of people want to know about that. That's what our caller asked about.
Well, first off, to answer the gentleman's question, no, Putin is not a Jew. He's definitely a Russian. However, the verdict is still out on whether he's going to move the country dramatically in the right direction or not. Certainly, so far, he's not pleased the globalists, and he's not pleased the Zionists by his position. He's been one of the few forces around the world that one of the few people who resisted the power of international Zionism. And you can see this, at least in fact, it's the only break maybe there is in the world upon some of these terrible policies of people like the Wolfowitz and the rest of these guys, Pearl, Abrams, Crystal, Feith, and the rest of these insane individuals who are very extremist and who are trying to create this this new globalist society, kind of basically world Trotskyism. And the man who called before is absolutely correct that neoconservative is a term not of choice, but it's a term the media uses, which help people identify this group. But they're not conservatives, they're Trotskyites. I mean, that's just the reality of it. And they represent that point of view. But Putin, I think, is trying to resist them somewhat. And a lot of patriots in Russia aren't totally happy with him. But he's certainly done more than the others. And there's so many lies being told about Russia, similar to the lies being told about the president of Iran today. Russia is an anti-communist country today, not a communist country. It's no longer a communist country. But they're still trying to paint the country as an evil nation. It's one of the biggest repositories of European heritage in the world. Moscow is the most European capital of any capital of the world today. You can ride the subway for 2 hours and see almost nothing but Europeans and a few Asians, but it's just the whitest capital of the world, and they've really become an enemy of the as far as the media is concerned, of this worldwide Zionist domination of our media and foreign policy.
David, you know, I'm glad this question came up about Russia. I have talked about Russia in similar terms in this program, but here you are, somebody who spent a lot of time there. You've laid it all out in a few very articulate sentences. If anybody has learned anything at all from ever listening to this program, I hope they learned what you just told them right now. It's just the reality of Russia, the reality of Iran is so different. David, we're going to be wrapping. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The reality of the world is just entirely different. I give you an example. America just orchestrated a trial against Saddam Hussein for gassing the Kurds and so forth, and for weapons of mass destruction, supposedly against innocent civilians. But the American people were never, and the United States Senate, Robert Byrd, brought out the fact that we are the nation that supplied Saddam Hussein with those weapons that he used against the Kurds and these other groups. We supply them with the weapons. And so that makes us guilty in a real sense. I mean, he was our ally, and we covered up the crimes that he committed many, many years ago. So when he was convicted of crimes, what we really did was convict ourselves, because we even gave Saddam Hussein live anthrax spores. Believe it or not, one of the most deadly pathogens in the world. It's the weapon of choice of biological weapons. We, the United States of America, gave Saddam Hussein these spores years ago.
David, talk about evil. Here's that evil music that means this hour is over. I want to thank you for getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning to talk to the people here on Republic Broadcasting Network. It was a pleasure seeing you live in person in Iran, and I hope to see you live in person here on American soil real soon, David.
Well, thanks. You know, I'll quote that Farah guy one last time before I go. He said, I mean, it's one thing to threaten America and Israel with nuclear annihilation. It's another to invite David Duke to dinner. I guess it's another to invite David Duke on your talk show. Mike, I appreciate your work. You're such a good friend, and I appreciate your work even more than our friendship. You have enlightened so many people around the world. Thank God for you, and live long and healthy, my friend.
All right, Dave. We'll see you soon. Ladies and gentlemen, David Duke.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.